Good Thursday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. And Alan, on the BBC this morning, I was listening to comments by New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio as, quote, sanctuary city mayors are now defying Trump's immigration order, including Boston's mayor, who said he'd take the folks into the city hall. Yeah, dude.
Well, we do know that this country is basically divided. Hillary Clinton got more votes than Donald Trump did, by almost 3 million votes. We also know California, New York, Massachusetts, these are very blue states. And here's Trump coming along with the kind of red meat that he was throwing to the anti-immigration community and saying, if you harbor these people, you're in real trouble, we'll take your money away. And that, of course, leads to a problem for the people who run these states, because budgets are tight. We know that Andrew Cuomo has talked about if the Affordable Care Act collapses, if Medicaid money is taken away from New York, there will be a tremendous hole in the budget. So as I have said before, Cuomo has to be walking around with two buckets on his shoulders trying to balance them. One is to keep Trump at bay and not have him punish New York or Massachusetts or California. And the other is to his political constituency. And Cuomo in New York has, for example, had tremendous problems with his left-wing flank. So this is why he's got to do this balancing act. So one of the problems between Cuomo and de Blasio in New York is that they're both fighting for that same left group. De Blasio has less to worry about, although they can take a lot of money away from New York City one way or the other. So in order to protect those immigrants who are being sheltered, it's going to take a certain amount of courage. Now, along comes the federal government and they start to arrest people in a city. They go into houses and they take people away. Is it going to come to that? I suspect it may. And then you're going to really see a certain amount of chaos.
From there to an investigation into voter fraud. Very interesting story I read this morning in Politico about Donald Trump's definition of voter fraud, not only including his own daughter, but his top advisor, Steve Bannon.
Yeah. First, he was challenged to do an investigation. His press guy says no, and then he tweets that we are going to do an investigation. Now, of course, you can only vote in one place. And if you're registered in two, that would indicate the potential for voter fraud. And if it turns out that it's your own daughter or that it's somebody who is one of your senior advisors and you're yelling about voter fraud and it turns out your people are doing the voter fraud, that could be a real game changer here. On the other hand, think about it for a second. He says there's voter fraud. His own people are doing voter fraud, allegedly, and his point is proven.
How about this issue of the wall? And now the Mexican president considering canceling a trip to the U.S., Alan, called Mr. Trump's push to build a wall, this from the New York Times, an offense to Mexico, a slap in the face, and a monument to lies.
Well, it certainly would seem sensible that the Mexican president would appeal to his nationals in the same way that Trump is throwing red meat here to his core voters. Of course, the Mexican president is saying, nonsense, we're not going to pay for it, even if it costs them. Look, we're already seeing a president who is saying, I don't want any companies building anything over there that could be built in the United States. So things are tenuous in Mexico. And if I'm a Mexican president who wants political support, I damn well better say, I don't like what this guy is doing.
Finally, on the discussions that we have every morning in a radio station where we can have these discussions and speak freely and people can check in with us on the roundtable panel and we can have news that gives you a straight shot at information. We can't do any of that without having folks contribute, and the family of WAMC really is moving now, Alan. We're trying to get to that $500,000 by February 6th at 6 a.m. when the on-air fund drive starts with you and Ray, and we're now at $415,171.
Wow. It does appear that everybody gets it. This audience has always understood that the First Amendment really needs protection. And if you want to sign up now and go to WAMC.org, you can get a First Amendment t-shirt or you can get the mug. But that's not what it's about. It's really all about keeping this thing alive in a time when you hear some very dangerous things being said. What we need to do in this country is to preserve democracy and the concept of being able to say what you want and stand behind those words. And almost everybody understands that there is a potential for taking that away. So it doesn't mean any more than getting to WAMC.org and making your mark.